This is Mark Ward with your new thought for the day. How are you spending your daily allowance of energy? Did you even know you had one? There is more power to your choice than most people realize. Suppose I told you that you were given a contained portion of energy to live effectively, energetically, and successfully for a single day. Think of it as a generous ration that can be utilized any way that you wish. Pretty cool, huh? Well, there are some conditions, however. Every time that you focus on yesterday and the day before or the years that have passed, every time you engage regret, the meter begins to run, depleting you of some of your energy allowance for the day. Every time you focus on tomorrow and engage worry, the meter again begins to run, again depleting some of today's energy allowance. The same holds true in those moments when you make a choice and you do not follow through on your intention. For example, you know, I should work out today. I really should work out today. Yeah, I've got to work out today. But instead of following through, you push it aside. Never reversing your choice, you just don't do it. Again, a cost deducted from today's allotment of energy. Let me be clear, it's not about you not working out. It's about your self-betrayal, your sabotage of your own desire. Let me give you another example from my own life. I have a tendency to pile stuff on my dining room table. Mail, magazines, coupons, you get the picture. I don't really eat on it. It just becomes a storage facility. Now, there are days when I think, I should clean that table today. I really should clean that table today. Well, every time I walk past that table without cleaning it, it is literally sucking the energy out of me, depleting the resources in my account for the day. It is not about the stuff on the table. The pile of mail and the table do not care if I clean them or not. It is about me ignoring my own choice. There is an energetic cost. Now, if I stop and decide, you know what, I'm going to clean that table on Friday instead, the leak is secured. No more leaking energy. You see, when you begin to deplete today's supply of energy, you begin to borrow from tomorrow's supply. And if you continue to operate on a deficit, it will ultimately catch up with you, most commonly in physical form, such as a dis-ease or an illness. The point is this: take inventory. Are you effectively managing your energy allowance? Are you allowing a lack of focus on unconscious decisions to deplete your precious supply? Success or sabotage? Remember, not making a choice is a choice. Be clear about your intentions for the day. Make your choices, focus, and follow through. And if at any point you change your mind, fine. It's yours to change. Simply do it consciously and strategically for what is best going to serve you. Is this going to be an incredible day? Well, that's your choice, isn't it? Until next time, I am Mark Ward. The New Thought for the Day is a production of newdesign.com, spelled NUDESIGN.com. Be sure to tune into our weekly radio show, The Pill, Tuesday nights, 9 p.m. Central, on Blog Talk Radio.